Everybody, my name is Cheryl. I am so very grateful to be asked by Judy and my higher power to speak today, as today is Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, the beginning of our new year. I am a compulsive overeater from New York, not from New York City, where everyone here is New York thinks we are all from. But I am from the complete other end, Buffalo. Well, isn't that the place that has all that tons of snow? Well, actually, in the past 5 years, we have gotten less snow than other cities. Anyway, I have been in OA for almost 5 years now. I am here to share my story. And I apologize. There's some people that heard me the other day. I haven't had a chance to change up my story. So not that my story changes, but the wording. And I am needing to read it opposed to free for all. I'm very, very jealous of people who can do that. And I will work on maybe one day I can just read it from my, say it from my heart. First, I need to say a prayer. This is called the Other Serenity Prayer. God, grant me the serenity to stop beating myself up for not doing things perfectly, the courage to forgive myself because I'm working on doing better, and the wisdom to know that you already love me just the way I am. When I was a teenager, which are my first memories of being overweight, the neighborhood children picked on me because I developed before any of the other girls. I was also picked on because of my last name and because I was a different religion than the other children in my neighborhood. They couldn't understand what Hanukkah was. And how come I didn't celebrate Christmas? I didn't receive any support on these issues from my parents. My father was not there for me physically or emotionally. My mother tried, but she was so busy with her work, her organizations, and her friends. She seemed to have forgotten that her children needed time too. They needed some love and attention. I became shy and insecure. I felt so lost. But there was always one thing ready and willing to offer comfort to me. That was food. When the food put me into a food coma, I went to sleep and I didn't think about any of my hurts anymore. When I needed clothes and I didn't fit into the clothes at the regular clothes store, Mom took me to the one and only large ladies' clothes store. I was so embarrassed, and I looked behind me to see if anyone I knew saw me entering the store. I just wanted to cry. I so longed for my mother's help and protection. But she stayed away from home a lot, not happy with my father's ways. They fought, and I really didn't know how to handle that situation. Well, my parents divorced when I was around 12. I still didn't get to spend much time with my mother, and food was always there for me. A friend who didn't pick on me. Food didn't hurt me. At least I didn't think so. As I aged, got bigger, wandered around life, not knowing where and what I wanted in life, I didn't have any goals in life and I felt like I was just existing. My father remarried, moved, and I had job after job after job, not knowing where my life was going. Having had lots of back pain, I was at least thankful I didn't have diabetes like most of my family members. I tried many types of diets, I went to Weight Watchers, lost the weight, and then I put it back on. The times my sister and I did get to spend with my mother were so very special. But in 1989, Mom was diagnosed with breast cancer. Mom took care of all the family members, her staff at work, and any of our family issues. So we just knew she would be able to take care of this issue. Doctor said when she made it to the 5-year mark from being on medication, she would be clear and free from cancer. She made it to 5 years, and my sister and I threw her a surprise party. Well, the month after that, the cancer came back. Mom never got a retirement or a chance to grow old. She left me at the age of 54. How could I go on? How could I live life? This was not supposed to happen. I didn't care about my life anymore. I just wanted to go be with her in heaven. But life went on, and I met a man who I married. I tried hard to live my life, even though my eating was getting worse. I found out that I was indeed diabetic. In 2016, I went to get my mammogram. They asked if I wanted to stay for the results or just leave. Well, every year that I went, it was always the same conversation. You're fine. Everything's clear. You can go home. I'll see you next year. So I just decided I would go home this time, like I knew everything was going to be fine. And I don't remember if it was the day after or that day, but I got that dreaded call. We saw something on your mammogram and you need to come back for a sonogram. From the sonogram came a biopsy. And then I was diagnosed with breast cancer. How can this be happening to me? Well, all I can say is thank goodness for 3D mammography. The old way they did mammograms would not have picked this mark up because it was so little. I had the surgery. I had treatment. And did this get me to stop eating sugar and processed food? I bet you all know the answer to this. No. I tried very hard to eat healthier. But when I was anxious, happy, mad, sad, lonely, I ate. It seemed to soothe me. Food was a good friend of mine. I really had thought so. More and more thoughts were entering my head about bariatric surgery. What I used to tell my sister what food I ate for a bedtime snack. Well, she told me it sounded like that was a whole meal. I was not able to fall asleep unless I had a certain amount of carbs. That was my disease of compulsive eating talking to me. I swore I could not fall asleep unless I ate a whole meal. Well, I was actually turned down by the first bariatric clinic because my BMI was not high enough. I was so upset because I had weight issues. I had thyroid issues, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, sleep apnea, diabetes, and breast cancer. And you don't think I need bariatric surgery? I was going to die soon if I didn't take care of this. Well, my primary doctor says this just doesn't sound right and you really should be approved. Why don't you try this other doctor that I know of? Well, on February 24th of 2020, I did have bariatric sleeve surgery. I could only eat small amounts of food at a time, and I actually had
I think Cheryl froze.
Yes, she did. I thought it was
Jane,
me.
if
The
you want
feeling of fo
Oh, there she
Can you
is.
hear me?
Yeah, you froze for a second.
I'm sorry. I knew of OA, but when I had tried it many years ago, I thought it was a religious program and I ran away. So many years later, at the gym, a friend told me about OA and gave me literature. I started OA, asked her to be my sponsor, and was on my way. After a couple of months of working OA, she told me she was not in a good position and could no longer sponsor me. Now what? I don't know anybody else. After quite a few meetings, there was a lady who said she was not in OA long, but she would be willing to be my temporary sponsor. We clicked and we worked well together. She stayed as my sponsor. We became really good friends, and I was able to meet her in person after speaking on Zoom for 3.5 years. I made much progress working on my life situations. I did have trouble giving a share. I was so sure my words were not inspirational to anyone. I also have gone through quite a few sponsors. Some didn't like the way I was doing my program, or they gave me rules to follow. But I have learned a lot from different sponsors. I have lost a total of 60 pounds, mostly because of my bariatric surgery. But the knowledge I have received in OA is amazing. I have repaired relationships. I have let some issues slide off my shoulder and not bother me anymore. The anger and resentment only builds up and it does harmful stuff to my body. In my recovery, I am learning to slow down and listen for a voice inside my head, believing and trusting it is my higher power there to help me. I do need to still work on willingness. I hear a lot of different readings, sayings, quotes, acronyms in OA, but none has touched my heart and means the most to me is that word willingness. I believe that all the praying and meditating will not work without that word. I say this because I talk OA a lot. I read a lot of OA material, but I actually need to do it and not just speak about it. This is a program of action. I cannot just admire it. When I do pray for God's help and support, I will receive it. God's love will give me more than food ever did. In the past 4.5 years, I have put myself down for not doing OA perfectly. Things have changed now. I can do service in OA. I have repaired relationships. I have made new friends. I can share in meetings. I can turn my video on, and I have gained confidence. Growth with acceptance of oneself when I let go of yesterday and tomorrow. I am free to live in the present. I need the love, support, and acceptance of my OA fellows. And I have received all this. I am worth enough to give myself the best. There should be joy in living the spiritual life. A faith without joy is not entirely genuine. Faith in higher power should bring me a deep feeling of happiness and security. Each day is another opportunity to serve my higher power and improve my relationships with other people. And I'm not going to need the complete 20 minutes. I'm just about finished. Thank you so much. In closing, I would like to say how proud and grateful I am for sticking with OA, not giving up. I am so much happier. I can care about some people from a distance. When I was angry and resentful, I only hurt myself. I am here on earth to live my life to the fullest. Thank you so very much for listening, everybody, and thank you for helping me participate in my recovery.